him to do and how I was going to get him to do it. And, you know, and we were talking about it yesterday. It's like, well, maybe if I say it this way, or maybe if I do this, or maybe if I don't do this, or maybe if I don't say it this way, or maybe if I'm quiet, or like, I mean, it was always like, I'm just constantly trying to figure out how I can manipulate, you know? And like, I wasn't like, I mean, what I've kind of learned, like going to Al-Anon is like, I have to take the focus off of other people and I have to put it on myself, you know? And you know, and it was hard. I mean, it was like COVID. There wasn't anything going on, you know? And, you know, so I would meet with her and, you know, it was like, it was just like, I don't know. I feel like I worked the Al-Anon steps like really quickly. You know, I'm still like this. I always want something to fix me. Like I feel broken, you know? And I still feel broken, you know? I still like struggle with that. It's like, I feel like I should be better than I am, you know? I'm like, well, fuck, I've been like, I'm sober for 16 years. I've been through all this therapy. I'm helping people. I've been through the steps so many times. Now I've been through the Al-Anon steps and like, you know, I like facilitate breath work. Like I do breath work and I, you know, I do yoga and like, I've traveled all over the world. I've been to monasteries. I've been to silent retreats. I've just done so much stuff to try to like heal myself and like fix myself, I guess, you know? And it's like, I guess it's like, I want the outcome of like fixing myself, you know? And it's not, it's like progress, not perfection, you know? And I'm so hard on myself. Like, so something that Al-Anon's like really helped me with is like trying to be a little bit more gentle with myself, you know. And like, I grew up in the kind of home where I would get like all A's and one B, and then my mom would be like, "You need to get that B up," you know. And it's like, and that's how I am on myself now too. It's like I want to be perfect. Like I want everything to look perfect and be perfect, and like I'm not, and I'm never gonna be, you know. And it has to be okay, you know. And so I'm sorry. I just like. It's, you know, it's hard, you know, and like AA doesn't promise anything except for like sobriety, you know, and I got that. Like I'm sober, you know, and you know, I guess sanity from the second step, but I guess I really haven't gotten that yet. I don't know. But the thing that I love about Al-Anon, so I was working the steps and I was so obsessed. Like, I don't know if any of you guys relate to that. We were talking about it yesterday at the meeting, but it's like, I get so obsessed, like where I cannot sleep. I cannot think about anything else. My mind is just like going and going and going. And I mean, it's like, and prayer, you know, they say, oh, just cover it up with prayer. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so nice, but it doesn't work, you know? And so then I feel even crazier because I'm like, God help me, God help me, God help me, God help me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like a psycho, you know? Like, you know, so I'm like driving around, like I lived in Kailua and I worked in Waipio, and so it was like 40 minutes and I would like listen to this. It's not AA or Al-Anon, but it was like this detachment book on audio. And I would like listen to this detachment book and I'd be praying like over and over, like try to cover up the obsession, you know? And eventually it like kind of like subsided enough that I could kind of start practicing like the other Al-Anon stuff that I learned, you know? And like, I know there's slogans in AA, but the Al-Anon slogans are like really special to me. And I remember like the first one I learned was like, how important is it, you know? And I really struggle with that because I always think like everything's really important, you know? And I'm the kind of like, so eventually like, I mean, it's like now that I look back, it's so crazy because I broke up with him. And then like a month later, I moved in with him. Like we got back together and then I moved in and I remember thinking, well, it's because I want to live in Kailua, you know, I'm the kind of girlfriend that's like, I mean, it was like, can you do the dishes? Can you do the dishes? Can you start doing your dishes? Can you start doing your dishes? And then after like months of him not doing it, I would start taking the dishes out of the sink and putting them back in the bedroom, you know, like on his nightstand. Because I was just, I'm like, that's how crazy I get, you know, and I would just do stuff like that. Like, I'm super like vindictive and like, I want to punish, you know, like, you're not acting how I want you to act, so, like, I'm going to punish you to get you to act how I want you to act, you know, and that's just, like, a very small thing that I'm sharing from the podium, but it was like that, you know, and it's hard to, like, talk about it without gossiping, but it was very toxic. It was a very, very toxic relationship, and I had a part in it, you know, and, you know, and there was a lot of verbal abuse, and there was even physical abuse. And I'm like,